The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 46 through chapter 11, verse 11.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples spent some time in Jericho. As Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people, a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. When he heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." Many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped in his tracks. "Call him over," he said. They called him. "It's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come." And throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "On your way," said Jesus, "your faith has saved and healed you." In that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. When they were nearing Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent off two of the disciples with instructions. "Go to the village across from you. As soon as you enter, you will find a colt tethered, one that has never yet been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The master needs him and will return him right away.'" They went and found a colt tied to a door at the street corner and untied it. Some of those standing there said, "What are you doing untying that colt?" The disciples replied exactly as Jesus had instructed them, and the people let them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus, spread their coats on it, and he mounted. The people gave him a wonderful welcome, some throwing their coats on the street, others spreading out rushes that they had cut in the fields. Running ahead and following after, they were calling out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in God's name. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and then entered the temple. He looked around, taking it all in. But by now it was late, so he went back to Bethany with the 12. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Blind, alone, begging, Bartimaeus had no one. But he heard about this Jesus from Nazareth. This Jesus from Nazareth cared about the blind. He cared about the lonely, the begging. This Jesus from Nazareth cared about all sorts of people, left in their own kinds of blindness, loneliness, despair, and desperation. When I turn on my TV, when I turn on my radio, I hear all sorts of bad news. Climbing case numbers, racial profiling, mass shootings, plummeting economies, colonization, racism, disease, mental health concerns, traffic accidents, storm warnings, loneliness, isolation, blindness, loneliness, desperation. Is there any power to do anything about it? Can anyone help? Bartimaeus heard this Jesus was headed his way, and Bartimaeus thought, "Could this Jesus be coming for me? Blind, alone, begging?" We've been there too. We are there. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me." Many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped in his tracks. "Call him over," he said. So they called him. It's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come. Throwing off his coat, Bartimaeus was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "On your way," said Jesus, "your faith has saved and healed you." In that very instant, Bartimaeus recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. Jesus, his disciples, a parade of people, and blind Bartimaeus, who received his sight, headed toward Jerusalem. And as he neared, a colt was gathered. Coats were thrown on its back, and Jesus mounted the colt. As he rode toward the temple, people threw their coats on the road before him, waving their palm branches in the air. "Hosanna," they shouted. "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Hosanna." And we too shout, "Hosanna," because we think this is a word of praise and glory. We shout, "Hosanna," thinking that we're exalting and praising God. But it turns out that the word "Hosanna" means something quite different. It doesn't mean praise or blessing or "you are honored." It doesn't mean glory, and it's not an address for a king. "Hosanna" is a cry for help. It's an imperative, a command, a cry of desperation. "Hosanna," the people shout. "Save us. Save us now. Save us right now. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Save us now. Save us from our blindness as you saved Bartimaeus. Save us from our loneliness as you saved Mary Magdalene. Save us from ourselves as you saved Nicodemus. Save us as you saved the poor. Save us as you saved the leper. Save us as you saved the invalid. Save us as you saved the feverish. Save us as you saved the demon possessed. Save us as you saved people 2,000 years ago. Save us from our oppression, our loneliness, and our despair. Hosanna! Save us now. We blessed our palms and we waved them in the air as Jesus has people have done for many centuries, as people of faith have always done on Palm Sunday. We have shouted Hosanna many, many times without even knowing what it means, because we trust Jesus and we trust he will do something, and something powerful and in our favor. But today we shout with full knowledge that when we shout Hosanna, we are shouting, "Save us! Save us now." Hosanna, Lord Jesus, save us now. He's coming, O people, humble and riding on a colt. Take a deep breath. Summon your courage. Wave your palms. Lay down your coat. Raise your hands. Lift your voice. Hosanna! Because there's no ailment that's beyond his reach. There's no blindness, no depression, no despair, no loneliness, no isolation, no illness, no separation, no human condition that's beyond his reach. Hosanna, Lord Jesus, save us. Look over here and save us now. Look, here he comes. Love and power are on their way, and it's all about to go down. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God of grace and mercy. Hosanna! Come, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.